Well, praise the Lord. Feel like I haven't been up here in a while. All right, so before we get started, we are going to have a moment of prayer. Our hearts and minds clear. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, for allowing us to come into your presence. Lord, we ask that you blessing each and every person here, that they may hear what you want them to hear and receive what you want them to receive. I decrease as you increase, as your words flow through me, that I give what you want and not what I want. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so the title of my message today is Give Freely, okay? And I'm coming from Proverbs 11, 24, in 25 in the NIV. It says, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Okay, and I just thought, wow, yeah, I love that, you know, because I just love to give. I thought about that, and it's just, it brings me joy, and so that I give it freely, you know. And I looked up give, and there were several definitions. One was cause to allow someone or something to have something, especially something abstract, provide or supply with. Okay, some similar words could be allow or permit, okay? There was one definition that says carry out or perform, all right? A specified action, meaning to execute, make, carry out, or do. So when we give, we do, you know? You're carrying out the what God wants you to do, you know? Execute that plan. But my favorite one was to freely transfer the possession of something to someone. Freely. Not with, you know, your fist balled up tight. Because if you have your fist balled up tight, you are not doing that freely. Right. You know? And so I just love that. It means to grant, offer, bestow. And so also, I looked up giving, right? So giving is defined as providing love or emotional support, caring, freely devote, set aside, or sacrifice for a purpose. Similar words, offering, donating, contributing, okay? So giving in essence means freely providing love and support, whether emotional or financial, to others. Okay? 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 says, God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? One who gives freely. Because think about it. If you are giving, but you don't really want to, are you really cheerful? No, not at all. But if you're giving freely, then you are a cheerful giver. So if you don't want to give it and you have like a problem with it, keep it to yourself.
That's right.
Just keep it to yourself, because God loves a cheerful giver. It didn't say pastor loves a cheerful giver. It did not say the congregation loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, and we believe God's word is true.
Yeah.
So this is true. Okay? Luke 6 and 38, in the New Living Translation says, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you give back. You get back, okay? Freely give, freely. You freely give, and it will be returned to you. Now, I started thinking about this, you know, that pressed down, shaken together. And, you know, we do tend to do that when we're trying to get things, you know, in place. And I started thinking about the way I pack. Yes, I pack a lot. My family talks about me because I may go away for the weekend, but I'm carrying about 4 bags. That is just me, okay? Need a bag for clothes, a bag for shoes, a bag for electronics. You know, just have a lot of bags. The kitchen sink, exactly. So I thought about it when I pack luggage, right? So I take it and I roll things up and then I tuck and I squeeze and I put other things in and I'm thinking like, okay, the more I pack this thing, it is going to explode, okay? And so I thought about that running over. As much as I pack into that suitcase, you know, there still finds room for more. To where it just explodes. And then I'm looking like, I have a lot of stuff. So with that, when you give and you give and you give and God, the more you give, the more God does, right? And so it's just this constant give, you give, he gives. And you're like, oh yeah, I can outdo you, God. I'm gonna give this. And he's like, nah, my math is different from yours. And then he just continues to give. And so that's what I was thinking about. I might want some new luggage. So the bigger my luggage is, the more I can pack in there, okay? So I just think, so spread your hands out. The bigger your hand out to give, the bigger the gift is when you get it, you know, or bigger than what you give. So there are, what I found, 4 types of giving. So there is the tithe, so giving of the tithe, giving of offerings, giving of grace, and giving of alms, okay? So we're going to go through those, you know. I'm not going to hold you too long. So, of course, our tithe is a tenth of your income, your growth, not your net. I learned that once because I was confused. I really did not understand the concept of tithing. And so I gave, I really did, but I gave off of my net. And this pastor said, hey, I asked him because I wanted to know, I wanted to be obedient. And so I asked for myself and I asked him, so am I supposed to give off the gross or the net? And he gave me, that's when he gave me the scripture, you know, you give of your first fruits. He said, that is before the IRS, that is before your 401k, whatever you have. And I thought about that when you were talking about that, before everything else, because we want to give God what's right and not what's left over, okay? And so as a tither throughout the years, I feel that I have grown to trust God more, and I have a deeper bond to the point where I just know that he's going to make sure that everything, it turns out okay, and that I'm taken care of. Case in point, I could not find my purse. So I drove to work yesterday. Thank God for grace and mercy with no wallet, no ID, nothing. But I had everything I needed. He had me to meal prep on Sunday. So I had my lunch, I had everything but my driver's license. And so then today I tried to find it. I still could not find it. And I was on the phone with Quincy and I said, you know what? I said, I already prayed about it. And I said, Lord, I know that you are going to give me my purse back. But within 10 minutes, like, I know I keep putting time frames on God, but I just, that's how much I believe. And so I'm on the phone with him and I was like, oh, there it is. And he goes, you found it? I was like, yeah. I said, in 3 minutes, like literally 3 minutes of me praying and asking God to please give me my purse so I can be on time for church. I was here. I was in the parking lot. I may not have been inside, but I was here. I literally was here because I told Pastor about this. I told him, I said, I'm coming here limping on a cane because he keeps stepping on my toes, you know? only have 2 feet, you know? And yeah, I told him, it was the truth. And I have no problems with that. You know, when you know that you are wrong. But I did tell him, I'm late to work too, so do it all the way across the board. just late, okay? But God is working on me. But the enemy keeps trying me, you know, every day. And I'm like, no, I was on time for work today. Not yesterday, but I was on time today. I said, every day is a new day to get it right, okay? All right, so, but I knew he would provide me with my needs. I knew he was going to make sure that I found that purse, you know. And so, also we have Proverbs 3:9 in the Message. It says, honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Okay, so think about that. You don't want someone giving you their scraps or leftovers. So why would you give that to God? You know, so no. And you can't be cheerful and giving freely if you're just giving, you know, like, okay, this is fine. God knows my heart. Yeah, he really does know your heart. He really does. Watch, you need to watch that because he really does know your heart. And of course, in tithing, there is my favorite scripture, Malachi 3:10. And I use the NIV version. Bring the whole tithe, not the half, not the part, not one third, the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Now, man, I like them kind of blessings. I really do. Oh, my gosh. And so I have experienced that blessing. You know, I love to give. I love the Lord. I love to, you know, be faithful in my giving. And God has just truly blessed. I got a check in the mail, too. I, like, actually got two. One I was expecting. The other one I was not. Yes. And it was a blessing. It really was. All right. So our second one, offerings. Offerings is anything you offer God above the tithe. Okay? Matthew 5:41 says, and whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. I like that, Pastor. I love that you brought that out. And so it just fell right in here with what the message, you know, I wanted to bring today. And so Matthew 13:37 says, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. So a good seed is above and beyond what is required of you, okay? So you definitely want to sow that good seed because you are the Son of Man. All right, so our third one is grace. Now, we all have experienced some grace. Amen. Oh my gosh, because it's not something that we deserve, not at all. But thank God for going to the cross so that we could have that grace, you know? So grace is the blessings of God that are given to you that you impart into others, okay? 2 Corinthians 9:10 says, for God who gives seed to the farmer to plant and later on good crops to harvest and eat will give you more and more seed to plant and will make it grow so that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. So that is what he's saying is you give freely. The more you give, the more he's going to bless you with. Freely, okay? And now, mind you, these blessings that he gives us, you know, he gives them to us even though we don't deserve them. Yet sometimes we forget to give grace to one another, you know? And so we have to start to think about that too. And grace is not just what, you know, God gave you money and so you give someone else money. Grace is bless whatever he imparts in you, giving to others. So your grace could be singing. So there are times when I come in here and I am feeling so broken, so down. And then I will come in and the praise team will be singing something. And so God has poured something into you so that you could pour it into me so that I can feel good, so that I can pour into someone else. And it keeps going and going. The more we pour into someone, they can pour into someone else. And then it's just such a blessing. And if we could all do that, just imagine what kind of world we could have, you know? And so I'm telling you, I was very blessed by this message myself, you know, doing, I like to call it research, because that's what I do on my job. They're always like, are you sure you like sitting in front of that computer? I was like, I love research. You know, it just does something for me. I love having useless knowledge in here sometimes. This is great knowledge, but I do have useless knowledge up here too. Side story. Okay, so Quincy and I were on the train, in Blue Ridge. And so they had a little trivia, and they asked, what was the first instrument to go into space? And so it's completely quiet, and I'm like, a harmonica. And so he was like, say it. I'm like, no. Because what if I'm wrong? But I knew it was a harmonica because I read something that said a harmonica. So he yells it out. He goes, harmonica. And they go, who said that? You're right. And I was like, see, useless information up here. But okay, that was neither here nor there, but let's go on. So your other ways to give is alms, and alms is helping the poor, okay? And in which I do love that how many you know, people that this church, this body blesses others. That's just amazing to me, to know how much is done. And some things I didn't even know, but you know, hey, I love it, and you all lead by example, and I love that. So Psalms 41:1 says, blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. All right, Luke 3:10 says, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Okay, so, man, I keep talking about myself. Pastor, I understand what you mean now. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I love shoes. I think Chrissy probably does too. I'm sorry to put you out there like that, but you do. I know, you know, it's just so, oh gosh, shoes. and you know, I've been told, like, I have too many shoes. I do. I'm going to be honest. I'm probably hitting on 150 pairs right now. And I love shoes. Don't judge me. I'm a work in progress. But I do give them away. Some of them still brand new with tags on them. Not because I didn't want them, but because, you know, the Lord said, hey, bless someone else, you know. And so I find that the more shoes I give away, the more I keep getting. So I'm going to take that to mean that, you know, that is a blessing from the Lord, okay? You know, he blesses me with all these shoes. Yeah, I just bought two pair. Oh, my gosh. I did. Yes, but I do not keep my hands balled up. I do bless others, you know. So yes, I do have a problem with shoes. Yes, but I do not have a problem with giving. Amen. So I think it balances out. All right, so make sure I got time. Okay, I do. All right, so the Lord led me to talk about 2 Corinthians 8:1-14. And yes, that is a long scripture, but we're gonna get through it because I have some things, you know, I just kind of want to touch on. And so I took it out of the Common English Bible so that we can understand. But just as a backstory, this is Paul's letter to the Corinthian church. And they were in a good place financially and made promises to help the poor of Jerusalem, but they didn't follow through. Paul is trying to encourage them by testifying to what the churches of Macedonia, which are Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea, did in their time of need. Okay? So I'm sorry, with verse 1. It says, "Beloved, we must tell you about the grace God poured out upon the churches of Macedonia. For even during a season of severe difficulty, tremendous suffering, and extreme poverty, their superabundant joy overflowed into an act of extravagant generosity." So here we're talking about the giving grace, you know, blessing others with the blessings that God gave you. And they didn't have much, but they wanted to give above what they had. So they gave all that they had and then some, okay? 3 says, "For I can verify that they spontaneously gave, not only according to their means, but far beyond what they could afford." That is giving an offering above the tithe. "They actually begged us for the privilege of sharing in this ministry of giving to God's holy people who are living in poverty." This is giving alms, helping the poor. "They exceeded our expectations by first dedicating themselves fully to the Lord and then to us according to God's pleasure." Now, this is giving an offering. It's also, they gave themselves to God and then they gave themselves to God's leaders. Okay? So you can give an offering of self, you know? That is why we appeal to Titus, since he was the one who got you started and encouraged you to give, so he could help you complete this generous undertaking on your behalf. You do well and excel in respect, in unstoppable faith, in powerful preaching, in revelation knowledge, in your passionate devotion, and in sharing the love we have shown to you. So make sure you also excel in grace-filled generosity. Grace-filled generosity, the blessings from God to you, then from you to others. Okay? So, 8 says, "I'm not saying this as though I were issuing an order, but to stir you to greater love by mentioning the enthusiasm of the Macedonians as a challenge to you. For you have experienced the extravagant grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was infinitely rich, he impoverished himself for our sake." See, he gave an offering of himself, so that by his poverty, we become rich beyond measure. Now, rich beyond measure, I'm telling you, Jesus was the ultimate offering, so that we may have grace to be a blessing to those who are less fortunate, the giving of alms. So here are my thoughts concerning this matter, and it's in your best interest. Since you made such a good start last year, both in grace of giving and in your longing to give freely, Carla added that, you should finish what you started. You were so eager in your intentions to give, so do it. Finish the act of worship according to your ability to give. For in the intention and desire, if the intention and desire are there, the size of the gift doesn't matter. Your gift is fully accepted to God according to what you have, not what you don't have. You know, that is where, you know, some people kind of get confused, you know. They think, oh, well, you know, I only have this amount. You know, God is not going to be pleased with this. But if you are giving from your heart and you're giving it freely, you're giving it cheerfully and all of that, God will bless it, you know. And also take care of your business before you bless someone else, because then you're going to need to be the one who needs to get out of, you know, whatever you're in. So be sure to take care of your business. And if you take care of your business and God's business, because your business is God's business, he will bless that so that you can bless someone else. Okay? So 13 says, I'm not saying this in order to ease someone's load by overloading you, but as a matter of fair balance. Your surplus could meet their need, and their abundance may one day meet your need. So you give and bless, and then when you need, there it comes. You know, it may not be in a raise, it may not be checks in the mail, but it may be someone who just, God lays it upon their heart to give to you. You know, it may be time, it may be whatever it is that you are praying for and you are believing for. You know, I know we always say, you know, God would give you what you're praying for, but you also have to believe when you're praying. You have to believe, okay? Now, it says, this equal sharing of abundance will mean a fair balance. So I was thinking about this. Today we were talking at work, and we were talking about giving because, you know, I was doing my lesson during lunchtime and things like that. And so they always want to know what I'm doing, you know, just nosy. But and so we got to talking about giving and how there are some churches who like to broadcast what someone has given. I don't believe in that at all. And I do remember going to a church that was having an anniversary, pastor's anniversary. And I have no problem blessing, you know, the pastor, because that's a job. That is like 10 jobs. That's a lot, because not only do they have to prepare a lesson, but they also have to deal with us calling and texting, saying, you know, with our problems, as if they don't have their own problems. But I thank them for being there for my problems, you know. So it's a lot of work that they have to put into it. But this particular time, they had tiers of giving. And so you could be a gold giver or a platinum giver. And, you know, it was put out there, like, who gave what? To me, that makes the person who does not have as much to give not want to give, because they're too embarrassed to give, even though they want to give it. They want to give from the heart. They want to give freely. They want to be cheerful about this, but they put such a big to-do over this that, you know, some people were like, yeah, I just really don't feel comfortable. And so they didn't give. You know, and I feel that their blessing was blocked because someone else is more concerned about what is given. You know, that is not your business. That's that right. Is between that person, that's right, and God. Right. It has nothing to do with you. Right. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm passionate about this, you know. And so, you know, I was just like, I didn't agree with it. And then I went to another church and they did the same thing. Like, and not so much as broadcasting that, but it was one of those things that someone gave a very large amount and they announced it in front of the entire church. Who gave it, how much it was, and everything. And everyone else is saying, like, I can't compete with that, you know? And so I just don't think that is the way to do things. I had left a church before, and not because of anything bad, but we, you know, being in the military, you do leave a lot. And so we were on our way to another duty station. And as we were standing in front of everyone so that they could say their goodbyes, one of the pastors said to us, we hate to see you go because you all are good tithers. Yeah. That was so inappropriate. I was so embarrassed, you know, that he would do something like that. But thanks be unto God that he showed me a place where I can be me. I can grow. I have people who love me here, you know, and I don't feel that what I give is a problem. I don't feel that, you know, I have to hold on to what I have because I'm afraid that it's not enough because someone else is out there saying, hey, this is what I gave or this is what I did. So I just thank each and every one of you for who you are and who you allow God to be so that I can be blessed freely by your blessings, your gifts. I mean, you all don't understand. I get texts of encouragement. I get texts of thank yous. I get prayed for when I didn't even, I mean, I knew I needed to be prayed for, but the Lord put it on someone else's heart to pray for me because he loves me that much. And so I know that was so off topic, but I want to end with this. So in the beginning, I did do Proverbs, and I'm going to do 11 and 25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.